Articles by Fearlessly Courageous. You need not plead with God for this gift. Written and read by Dennis Piller. We live in a world where everything seems to center around what we do, what we achieve, how we can improve and succeed. It makes it impossible to get our head around the fact that life with Jesus Christ as Lord doesn't mean that. And sadly, it cripples our testimony, our faith, and our victories. I reread a very old book by Watchman Nee on the powerful book of Ephesians. And I want to touch on the first of the three subdivisions in that book, Ephesians 1:1 to Ephesians 3, verse 21, setting forth the believer's position in Christ. Ephesians 1:17 to 21. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ raised him from the dead and made him to sit at his right hand in the heavenly place, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. And then in Ephesians 2, verses 6, and raised us up with him and made us to sit with him in the heavenly places in Jesus Christ. For by grace have you been saved through faith. For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, that no man should glory. I want to go a little deeper today. But this is so critical that we understand our position in Christ, so stay with me. God the Father made him to sit, meaning Jesus, and made us to sit with him. Let's consider the implications of the word sit. It reveals the secret of a heavenly life. He said Christianity doesn't begin with walking, it begins with sitting. The Christian era, we will all agree, began with Christ. When he had made purification of sins, it says he sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high in Hebrews 1:3. With equal truth, we can say that the individual Christian life begins with a man in Christ. And that is to say, when by faith, we see ourselves seated together with him in the heavens. Can I just repeat that last piece? In Christ. That is to say, when by faith we see ourselves seated together with Jesus in the heavens. Most Christians make the mistake of trying to walk in order to be able to sit. But when you stop and think of what was just said, that's not so. Our natural reason says, if we do not walk, how do we reach our goal? What can we attain without effort? But here's the trap for all of us. And Christianity can be so hard to comprehend because it defies logic and reason in this area. Consider this. If at the onset we try to do something, we get nothing. If we seek to attain something, we miss everything. For Christianity begins not with a big do, but with a big done. Please, please, let that sink in or you'll miss the basis of our life here. Ephesians opens with the statement that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, chapter 1, verse 3. And we are invited from the outset to sit down and enjoy what God has done for us, not to set out to try and attain it for ourselves. Walking, doing, implies effort. Whereas God says that we are saved not by works, but by grace, through faith, in chapter 2, verse 8. But what exactly does that mean? Well, we did nothing whatsoever to save ourselves. We simply laid upon him the burden of our sin-sick souls. We began our Christian life by depending not upon our own doing of walking and striving and earning through some sense of goodness, no, but upon what he had done. Understand this, until a person does this, they're no Christian. We must know and understand that by saying, I can do nothing to save myself, but by his grace, God has done everything for me in Christ, is to take the first step in the life of faith. Our life as a Christian from start to finish is based upon his principle of utter dependence upon the Lord Jesus. Lastly, there's no limit to the grace of God that he's willing to bestow upon us. He has given us everything. B, we can receive none of it except as we rest in him. Sitting is an attitude of rest. It is finished, Jesus said on the cross. Past tense, it's already done. Work stops and we sit. It is paradoxical but true that we only advance in the Christian life as we learn, first of all, to sit down, meaning to place our whole weight, our load, ourselves, our future, everything upon the Lord. We let him bear the responsibility and cease to carry it ourselves, which speaks to the old adage, let go and let God. This is the gospel, the redemption story, and we can do nothing whatsoever to merit it, but can only enter by faith directly into the values of his finished work. And that's it. His finished work. Our Christian life begins with the discovery of what God has provided. Tomorrow we'll pursue this thinking further and see the range of his finished work. I pray you have a Jesus-filled week.